Hi, everybody. My name is Hafa Lombardino, and this is Translation Confessional. Fire. The time has come to highlight the second song in Spanish here at Translation Confessional Music Edition. And this one is by yet another one of my favorite bands from Spain, Vetusta Morla. I don't get excited about new music very often, but every once in a while, a song just heightens all my senses and I have to stop everything I'm doing to find out more about the voice and melody coming through the speakers or my earphones. The first time I heard Vetusta Morla, I was listening to a Mexican radio station while driving back home from the gym. That was pre-COVID. There was something so unique about that song that I had to focus really hard to memorize a fragment of the lyrics. Not that it was hard to understand, the words were coming to me pretty clearly, but my short-term memory hasn't been that great lately, and I was afraid the words would completely dissipate from my brain. Besides, it was very early, I was still half asleep because I like hitting the gym at like 5 a.m., and it was all before my first cup of coffee. Well, I rushed back home, and before I had a chance to jump in the shower, I Googled the sentence I had memorized to find out who was responsible for that song, which sounded so unique, with a voice that was so haunting. When I found out it was by a band called Vetusta Morla, I was even more intrigued, because theirs is kind of an odd band name. I started to dig around for a bit and read that they named themselves after a giant turtle from Never Ending Story. Wow, I had forgotten all about that movie, but that goes to show that the band members are around my age, that is, 1980s kids. On top of it all, I learned a new word in Spanish, Vetusta, which is kind of a formal and old-fashioned way of saying very old, ancient. Having secured that negative information, I went about my morning routine, and once I had my cup of coffee and was ready to sit at my desk and go through my emails, I turned on Spotify and shared the song on social media, mentioning that I was pretty excited about this new discovery. Funny thing is, a friend from Spain saw my post and left a comment on it right away, calling me a hipster. I thought it was hilarious because I'm the farthest thing from a hipster and I don't even qualify as a millennial. But joking aside, I'm really glad I learned about them and I have listened to all their albums several times while doing some admin work, going for a walk, cooking. Yeah, you could say I'm a bit obsessed about them. I don't know what it is about their sound, but it really relaxes me. And to think I was about to buy tickets for their concert here in San Diego right when COVID started to shut down the entire world. That's something I'll have to check off my list when we can all enjoy concerts again. I hope you enjoyed this clip and that it got you curious about what the lyrics mean in English. Now I want to invite you over to YouTube for the full experience, since I'll be translating the lyrics into English according to my own interpretation. Send me an email at rlombardino@wordawareness.com or leave a voice message on my anchor page. If I get enough feedback and voice messages, I can go back to the subject and post a special podcast episode with everyone's opinion on this very same theme. By the way, my anchor page is anchor.fm/translation-confessional. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for weekly episodes and subscribe to Translation Confessional through your favorite podcast app.